if there's unrestricted access to a beauty spot like the Great Arch for 150 years, I mean, how can you arbitrarily deny access to it? We're in a very fragile part of Donegal from an economic point of view, and tourism is one of our great hopes for the future. This is a very, very grey area. I mean, I've been in lengthy consultations this week with members of tourism promotion groups in Fannadon, especially the Fannadon Walking Group, who over the past 5 or 6 years made a very brave attempt to develop walking tours and to publicise them and produce maps. And at every step of the way, they were stopped in their tracks by objections from landowners. And there seems to be no proper mechanism, let it be within the council or elsewhere within officialdom, where an intermediary can be appointed to find a way out of the impasse that does develop.
We're dealing with these on an individual basis as they come up. Surely it's time now, if we also, with tourism, that we have some sort of a survey or some sort of review of these natural amenities, of access, and try and head these problems off.
I can't understand why that hasn't happened. I mean, we have all these talking shops about developing tourism and promoting tourism and highlighting tourism. When you have people who travel so many distances because they see this on Facebook, I mean, what kind of an image is that sending out? I mean, what is Lord Foster doing? What is doing to try and find a way through the morass of legislation